Picture the line at the checkpoint. Bags on the belt, shoes coming off that familiar shuffle toward the scanner. You've done it 1,000 times, but the next time you fly commercial, watch closely. Some of that choreography is changing, and most travelers won't be told why. I'm Tower, and this is ADIS on Radio Hangar. Let's get into it. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what you need to know. The Transportation Security Administration, the TSA, is in the middle of a rollout worth roughly $781 million. New scanning technology at checkpoints across the country. And according to reporting from Simple Flying, that money is quietly changing three things that nearly every flyer does at security. Now, most of us in this audience fly general aviation, we taxi out from uncontrolled fields, we file our own flight plans, and the only screening we get is the one we run ourselves on the pre-flight walk-around. But here's the thing. Almost every pilot is also a passenger sometimes. You deadhead on an airline to go pick up an airplane. You take the family on a trip where renting a Cessna 172 on the far end doesn't make sense. So this affects you the next time you're standing in that line in your street clothes instead of behind the yoke. Let me walk you through the three changes. The first one is at the document checker. For years, the routine was simple. You hand over your boarding pass and your ID. The officer looks at both, and you move on. The new technology is built around what TSA calls credential authentication technology, and the headline change is this. In a growing number of airports, you may not need to show a boarding pass at all. The scanner reads your photo identification, checks it against the secure flight database in real time, and confirms you're actually ticketed for a flight that day. The boarding pass becomes redundant. Your face and your ID do the talking for the traveler. That means one less piece of paper to fumble, but it also means the system already knows your itinerary before you say a word. The second change is the scanner you walk through. The older millimeter wave body scanners are being supplemented and in places replaced by higher resolution units, and the practical difference shows up in how often you get patted down. The better the image, the fewer false alarms, belt buckles, medical devices, the underwire that used to trigger a secondary screening. The newer machines are designed to resolve more of that automatically. Fewer pat-downs, faster lines, at least that's the promise. And the third change is the one for your carry-on bag. This is the big one. The new computed tomography scanners, CT scanners, the same imaging principle a hospital uses to look inside the human body, are being deployed at the X-ray belt. They build a three-dimensional image of your bag that the officer can rotate and inspect on screen. And here's the part every frequent flyer cares about. At checkpoints with these CT units, you can leave your laptop in your bag. You can leave the quart-sized bag of liquids in there too. The three-dimensional image is detailed enough that the officer doesn't need you to unpack. The whole ritual of pulling out every electronic device larger than a phone that goes away wherever these machines are installed. Now let me give you the context. The headline doesn't carry. The key word in all of this is uneven. This is a rollout, not a finished switch. $781 million sounds like a lot, and it is, but spreading CT scanners across more than 400 federalized airports takes years. So you will walk up to one checkpoint and be told to leave everything in your bag, and the next week at a different airport, you'll be unpacking your laptop like it's 2017. The rule depends on the machine in front of you, not on a national policy you can memorize. So what should you actually do about it? Watch the officer and watch the signage. Don't assume. If you start pulling electronics out of your bag at a CT checkpoint, you're slowing the line down for no reason, and the officer will usually wave you off. If you're at an older checkpoint, the old rules still apply. The liquids limit, 3.4 ounces per container in a single quart-sized bag, is still on the books either way. The CT scanner changes whether you have to take it out, not whether you can bring a full water bottle through. You can't. There's a second piece of context worth flagging, and I'll mark this as the part that deserves your attention rather than your alarm. When your identity is authenticated by a facial match at the document checker, that's a meaningful shift in how the checkpoint works. TSA has said the facial recognition piece is, at most airports, optional. You can decline the photo and ask for a standard ID check instead. And by TSA's stated policy, that's supposed to happen without losing your place in line or facing extra scrutiny. Whether you use that option is a personal call. But you should know it exists because a system that defaults to scanning your face doesn't usually advertise the opt-out. That's not a political statement. It's just situational awareness. And situational awareness is the whole job, whether you're at flight level 390 or standing on a checkpoint floor. Here's why all of this connects back to those of us who fly for the love of it. The checkpoint is the public's daily experience of aviation security. It shapes how 300 million Americans think about flying, about the FAA, about whether the system is competent, and whether their tax dollars are buying something real. $781 million of better imaging that moves the line faster and pats down fewer grandmothers. That's a quiet win for the reputation of the whole enterprise we love. And the parts that touch privacy deserve daylight and honest conversation, not a shrug. The technology itself is genuinely impressive. A CT scanner reconstructing a three-dimensional view of a packed roller bag in seconds. Automated threat detection resolving a belt buckle from a real concern. That's the same engineering spirit that put glass panels in our cockpits and synthetic vision on our tablets. Good imaging makes everyone safer and the experience smoother. The trick, as always in aviation, is making sure the human in the loop stays in the loop. So the next time you're flying up front as a passenger, pay attention to which checkpoint you've walked into. Leave the laptop in the bag if the machine allows it. Keep the liquids legal either way, and know your options at the document checker. That reporting came from Simple Flying, building on the TSA's own published deployment figures. You can find more of what we cover over at RadioHangar.com. This is Tower, signing off from ATSEE. Keep your head up and your scan moving on the ground and in the air.